Give me a word for us tonight, I believe, and the title of that word is "The Lord is There," whichever way you like to interpret it. And God in his word tells us in scripture that he will never leave us or forsake us, and I just want to go through a couple of three scriptures to just confirm that, that the Lord is always with us, and that he will be with us through our walk with him. So if we can just have a look at Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. Praise the Lord. And that says, "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is who doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Praise God. What a promise that we have there. And also if we look at Matthew chapter 28 verse 20. Matthew 28 verse 20. Matthew 28 verse 20, and that says, "Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." Praise God. And that was Jesus talking to the disciples when he sent them out with the Great Commission to go forth and teach the nations, baptizing them in, as it said in the word, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And the last one we'll look at is Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. And that says, "Let your manner of life be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Praise God. That's our confirmation from the word, that God says that he will never leave us or forsake us. And praise God, he never will leave us or forsake us. But the other side of the coin of that is do we forsake the Lord? And unfortunately, over the centuries, this is exactly what has happened to the church. Prominent men of God who started off in the Spirit have been led astray by all sorts of things and are no longer walking with the Lord. But it's not that the Lord actually forsook them, but they forsook him, and then he took his Spirit away from them. And we can see an example of this if we go to Judges chapter 13. This is a great example of how this has happened and what can happen. Praise God. And this, as we know, is talking about Samson. Samson was a child of promise. He was promised by God. And we'll just read now from verses 1 to 7 in Judges chapter 13, verses 1 to 7. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zoar, of the family of Danti, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bore not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. And praise the Lord. Again, this is a promise to that lady, that woman, that she was going to have a son, and because she was a son, that ultimately would be to assist or start the process of delivering the Israelites out of the hands of the Philistines. And as we know, that God made the same promise to Abraham with Isaac, and also he made the same. Well, I can see we got as far as verse 4, so I'll just go back. Verse 5, continuing, it says, For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. And praise God, God was raising up a man who was going to do the work, a work on his behalf. He was specifically chosen for this work. But at the same time, although we've got this, that God was raising this son, or allowing this son to be born, so that he could deliver the Israelites out of the hands of the Philistines, we know that that plan went seriously wrong. And God weaned this child. This child came forth, and God blessed the child. If we go down now to verses 24 and 25, praise God. In verse 24, that says, And the woman bore a son, and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him in times in the camp of Dan between Zoar and Eshtarol. So praise the Lord. The Lord brought forth this son for Manoah and his wife. The son was to be a Nazarite, and as he grew and became of age, presumably God started to work with him. God continually blessed him in whatever he turned his hand to, I believe. But as we know, even in our times of blessing, sometimes we can walk in our own flesh and not in the spirit. And Samson, a child of God, should have been walking in the spirit with his Lord, but as we know, he decided to go off and do what he wanted to do. He wanted a wife, and he decided that his wife was to come. This is a major problem today. We know in the church today that Christians today, praise God, they are born again, they move in the spirit, And then, for some reason or other, they meet a partner or a person, could be a possible husband or wife, and they move away from God. Because you hear this old story most of the time, well, if I get together with that person, I can get, they will get converted, they will come to the Lord, and all this, that, and the other, what we hear. But in most cases, it never happens. It never happens. It's normally the other way, that the child of God gets drawn away from God's will, God's ways, God, the things of the Spirit, and get drawn into the world, the way of the other person. And this is exactly what happened with Samson. Samson wanted a wife, and he desired a wife from the Philistines, who they were under captivity to. And as we know, he desired this woman, and then who should alight upon his path was Delilah. And Samson got to the point where he was so driven by sensual things and lusts that he forgot about his Lord and what he was born and brought forth for. Praise God. He left, as it says in, I think it's Revelation 2, in the church of Smyrna, I think it is, it says that I have something against you, you have left your first love. And this is exactly what happened to Samson. He left the Lord. The Lord didn't leave him, that he left the Lord because of the sin and what was going on in his life. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. And unfortunately, this is what has happened, as I said, so much over the decades and centuries in the church. We know that the first century church started off in the Spirit, but then man started to take over, wanted to do what he wanted to do, do things this way and that way, and they left the Lord Jesus out of it. And now we see all the denominations and what we've got, the so-called church of today, which is absolutely dead, because the Lord is not in it. And this is what happened to Samson. He left his first love. He went off for this lust for Delilah. And in the finish, as we know, she caught him unawares and found out what was his strength. And we know that his strength was not his hair, but it was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit within him, which was his strength. But anyhow, Delilah found out after she... if we go to to Judges chapter 16, and we'll just read from 18 to 20, and we will see here where, because of what Samson had done, the Lord departed from him. Praise the Lord. And it says in 16 verse 18 forward, and when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the Lord of the Philistines, saying, come up at once, for he has shown me all his heart. Then the Lord of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called the man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks on his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines are upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before, and shake myself. And he knew not that the Lord had departed from him. Praise God. There came a point in time where the Lord had had enough, that Samson had turned his affections away from his first love, and now God actually didn't leave him, but it was Samson who left the Lord, and the Spirit of God departed from Samson. But Samson didn't know that. And as I said, it so easily can happen, as it's happened to many in the past, and it is one thing that we have to be careful it doesn't happen to us, that we get, or to me, should I say, but I think us as a body, that we don't get hooked up on this, that, and the other, and take us away or our eyes off the Lord and what we should be doing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God had here brought forth a child to do a job, but Samson had let him down by the lust and the sensuality in his life, and it can so happen to us. You know, we have to be careful, not individually. Glory to God. All these things that we are not seeking the Lord about, the things of the world can so easily draw us away. They can so easily consume our time. And very often we don't realize that that is happening, that we are being drawn away, because deceiving spirits work, and we actually think that we're doing what the Lord wants us to do, but in actual fact it's not what the Lord wants us to do, because we're not in relationship with our Lord, we are doing what we want to do. So praise the Lord. Samson, when the Lord left him, obviously he thought exactly the same, because the Lord had been blessing him through his life in what he was doing. He thought that no matter what he did, no matter what sin he was in or whatever it was, he would be continually blessed. And what a deception that is. You know, praise the Lord. Let us not fall into that deception. Satan's devices will always try to draw us away. It's why it's so important that we continue to fellowship with our God, with our Lord, every day. When we get up in the mornings, that we make sure that we know exactly that the Lord is with us and what he wants us to do for that day. Praise God. It's fellowship is with him is the only thing that will keep us on that straight and narrow path. Praise God. So I want to have a look at some scriptures now. 1 John 2 verses 15 and 17. 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 verses 15 to 17. And here we see it clearly tells us exactly how we are to walk. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray that the Father's love is within us, that our first love is, that the world is fading away in our lives, that we are setting those things aside daily, that we lay aside all those things every day. Praise God. For it says in verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust of it, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we see in this portion of scripture, we can see the things, the lust of the flesh. They're the things that we desire more than our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord said that we, in the word, that we were to forget about everything else. Our first love was to be Him. Praise God. And we can see the things here that can so easily draw us away from the Father's love. The lust of the flesh. You know, our body, our flesh desires this, desires that. The lust of the eyes, as we look upon this, that, and the other. Oh, I must have that. Oh, I must have this. I must have that. You know, and the pride of life. You know, I know better. I know better than the Father. I'll do what I want to do. But as He said, this is not of the world, and all that is going to pass away. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Praise God. That means that we have eternal life. If we do the Father's will, we will have that. We are to be walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And I just got to look at on that. 1 Corinthians 3:1-4. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 to 4. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with solid food, for to this time ye are not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, and ye not carnal and walk as men. For while one saith, I am Paul, I am of Paul, and the other say, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? And so there we see Paul is talking about walking in the carnal state. It prevents spiritual growth. It doesn't allow us to grow spiritually. So we can't, when we're walking in the carnal, we cannot grow spiritually. We cannot take that spiritual food and digest it, that will bring forth the fruit in our lives, because our hearts are not right. We're looking constantly to the things of the world. As it says, there is among you envying and strife and divisions. And these are things that happen so much in the church today. You know, so we have to be so careful that doesn't creep in to our assembly, between us, between the brothers and sisters, because it's so easy to it will happen. And the enemy loves to get a foothold in nowadays, because he know the days are short. Praise God, we believe the Lord is coming very soon. And anything he can do to cause strife between brothers and sisters, he will get in there where he can. So we have to be very careful how we walk, how we react, how we go about our daily life. And also we can look at walking in the Spirit. If we go to Galatians 5, verses 16 and 17. Verses 16 and 17. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Praise God. So we see here Paul is saying that we are to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, praise God. And we shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh if we walk in the Spirit. Because the things of the flesh are contrary to the things of the Spirit. Praise God. So let us ever be mindful that we do walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. You know, we need that. I believe we need that daily evidence in our lives that as we commune with God, as we commune with the Lord daily, He will bring forth in our lives that fruit that is pleasing unto Him, so that when we go out, that the world doesn't see the world in us, but that sees Jesus in us. They see the things of the Spirit coming out of us, the way that we walk, the way that we react, the way that we talk, the way that how we love one another, how we love those in the world. Praise God. And you know, one of the things we see as Brother Danny in India, and I know there's others about, but praise God, you know, you see the work that's going on in India, how they are looking after the widows, the orphans, the lepers, whatever it is, you know, they are truly walking in the Spirit, doing what God has commanded them to do and asked them to do, because they're doing the right things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that should be our aim every day as we walk daily with Him, that we desire to glorify Him in our lives each and every day. You know, no matter where we go, as I said, doesn't make any difference whether we go to the supermarket or into town or wherever. Praise God, we should glorify God in our lives each and every day, and we will do if we're walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And I just want to read the continuation of that in Galatians, carrying on from verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Praise God. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, strife, jealousy, wrath, factions, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and the like, of which I tell you. Before, as I have also told you in past times. Typical that is, as we see there, all these things. We can see it is the world. That is the world that we move in today, all these things. You know, it's everywhere you go, you see it all the time. All these things are going on. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry. That's a big one today. Hatred, strife. You know, I hear that a lot. Hatred, strife. I even hear it from my own grandchildren at times. They don't even know what it means, but they've heard it, so they use it. And praise God, you know, He puts it in my heart to correct them, to say that, you know, you shouldn't hate anybody. I think that's a terrible word, hatred. But praise God, that is what we hear today. And all these other things, jealousy. You know, there's so many people about today who are jealous of somebody else, jealous over what somebody else has got. And when they haven't got it, they've got to get it. No matter what it costs, they've got to get it. All these things, they're striving for this and striving for that. You know, people envying one another. There's mass murder going on now around the world. We see every day dozens and, well, most probably hundreds, if not thousands, of murders every day. It's just an everyday occurrence now, and in some places it happens so frequently now that they don't even bat an eyelid at it. You know, they don't even think about it. It's just an everyday event. But it says that those who do those things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the character, our character should be the Christian character produced by the Holy Spirit in our lives. That is why we should be moving in the Spirit and not in the flesh. But the fruit of the Spirit, starting in verse 20. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us be not desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Praise the Lord. So they are the things, as we see, they're the things that we should be walking in today as children of God. We should be walking in these fruits of the Spirit. You know, we know that God is love, and that is what should be the first thing in our heart, should be that we are to love one another. That is the commandment that God gave us, that we are to love one another and to love our neighbor as ourselves, he said. And if we do that, we will fulfill all these other things. There'll be joy in our lives. There'll be peace in our lives. We will be long-suffering. We will forbear one another. That tells us in the word to forbear one another. You know, to pray for one another. We will have a gentleness about us, as it says, and a goodness. And faith will be in operation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Meekness. Self-control. Oh, that's a big one today. Self-control. So easy. Many Christians fall into that today. Loss of self-control. Soon as the smallest thing happened, just go off the deep end. But it's not of God. As we see here, it's not of the Spirit. It's of the flesh. So we have to be careful, brothers and sisters. And that applies to me first and foremost. You know, the Lord may have given me this message, but praise God, it's really spoke to me since I've been seeking the Lord over this, that about my walk and how I should be walking. But praise the Lord, he is faithful. Glory to God. If that's our heart's desire, to walk that way, even if we can't, and I think Kim said on Sunday, in the message on Sunday, you know, the word of God says we have not because we ask not. And praise God, if we ask, if we're falling short in any of these areas, because we should be able to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and if we're not, if we are falling short, then we should be able to ask God, and he will help us to overcome the problems that we have, the shortfalls that we have. God has promised that he will do it. He is faithful. The word says that he, hallelujah. But it all comes down to the same thing as we said earlier. You know, it's what do I desire? What do you desire? What is your heart's desire? What is my heart's desire? Is my heart's desire to get it right, to walk in the Spirit and walk daily with the Lord, giving glory, bringing glory unto his name? Or do I want to carry on doing the things that I used to do, walking in the flesh, producing the things of the flesh? I know what my answer is, and I praise God that your answer is the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He is the faithful one, and he will do it. If we turn to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Hallelujah. It says there in verse 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall the Father, how much more your Father who is in heaven, give good things to them that ask? So there we are. Praise God. That is the Lord's heart, is that we are to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And if we can't and are not, and finding it very difficult, if we ask and we're asking the right things, praise God, the Father will help us through it, and he will accomplish that which we desire in our hearts. He says in the word that he will give us the desires of our hearts, and praise God, he will. Glory to God. But we have to make that choice. It's up to us, you know. But God is faithful. If we miss it, he don't come and hit us over the head, as it were. But praise God, if we humble ourselves and repent before him, he will dust us off, put us back on our feet, and he will set us off again on that right path, that we will do next time the right thing. It's a learning curve, we know, and it doesn't happen overnight, but praise God, it all comes down to what is the desire of our heart. You know, what is the desire of our heart? And I just want to turn back to Judges again. I'll just find the scripture. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's Judges chapter 16, verse 28. And we know here, we read just before in 20, that he knew not the Lord had departed from him. And we know what happened. Samson was taken, chained to the pillars. But in verse 28, and it says, and Samson called out unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me. So as I said, you know, if we fail, if we miss it, if we cry out to God, he will remember us. He is our Father. He does hear our cry. Praise God. Samson cried out, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. And I pray thee only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two pillars upon which the house stood, and on which he was borne up, of the one with the right hand and the other with the left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed his head and all his might, with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon the people who were in. So the dead whom he slew at his death were more than they whom he slew in his life. But praise God, there we see Samson called out to God, and praise the Lord, the Lord heard his cry, and his strength came back to him, and he was able to accomplish the work that God had set out to do. And he, as it says, there was more of the Philistines killed then than there was in his lifetime. Praise God. Hallelujah. So praise God. It's entirely up to us, you know. What do I want? What do I desire? What do you want? What do you desire? And as we know, the Word of God says that in 1 Peter 5 verse 6, you know, humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and he will lift us up. So praise God, when we miss it, when we fail, we can get back to that right standing with God. Glory to God for that. But it's up to us, you know. Do we want to be like Samson, or do we want to walk in the Spirit with our God, giving glory to him every day? Because as we have seen, it's so easy to allow the things of the world to snatch us away, to consume our time, take our eyes off God and what he has for us. Praise the Lord. And as I said, this can happen to not only an individual, but to a body, as well as happening to an individual. And if you want to look at scriptures regarding that, if you just read Ezekiel 10 and onwards, you'll see where there in Ezekiel's time that they were in sin for this, that and the other. They forgot about their God. The Lord was in the house, in the temple, and Ezekiel had this vision where God departed from the temple and nobody even knew. As God came out of the temple, it says he came out of the temple, he stood on the threshold to start with, and then he was taken up by that chariot of cherubims, and he even hovered over the temple. But there was not one person noticed that he had departed. Out of all those people in that temple situation, there was not one of them who even realized that God had departed. None of the priests, nobody. They were just so consumed in their sin and the things that they were doing that they didn't even notice that God had departed. And praise the Lord, they paid a heavy price for it, as we know. They went into captivity and they paid a heavy price. So praise God, let that not happen to us. But as I said, the title was tonight, God is there, God is here. Praise God, brothers and sisters. I pray that we can all say that God is there in our lives. Let us not be consumed by him, that in the finish we may think that God is blessing us, but as he's shown with Samson, you know, Samson thought he was being blessed all the time. And yes, to start with, praise God, he was blessing him. But in the end, he was so consumed with his own things that God departed from him. Brothers and sisters, let us pray that that does not happen to us. Praise God. And I believe that that is what the Lord would have me to bring before you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Rushes onward, ever glowing. Precious onward ever growing, till it finds fulfillment in the arms of the sea. So I worship and adore you, lay my whole life down before you, and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security. And Jesus is